The second week of Alabama's second special session for the year begins today, and questions remain about how much progress will be made toward resolving the state's budget gap for the new fiscal year. That starts October 1st. As Alabama Public Television's Don Daly tells Carolyn Hutchison of Troy Public Radio, many questions remain.
I think the big question that's lingering as we head into a second week of the second special session is whether or not the Senate is going to go along with some of the tax increase proposals that the House passed last week. We've heard Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh say that he wouldn't bank on any or all of them making it out. I've talked to some individual senators as well, even those who don't support tax increases at all. Some of them are even conceding that maybe a few might get through, but that most might not. This continues to be a very divisive issue. We've got senators who are sticking firm to the pledges they made to their constituents, saying, I won't vote for any new tax increases. And then we've got other lawmakers who are saying, I think it's worth a look if that's what it's going to take to solve the general fund problem. The problem is camps are very divided over whether that's what it's going to take, whether it's going to mean tax increases to solve this problem.
What is the latest on the use tax transfer, and what is it again for those listeners who just tuned in?
The use tax is something that we pay for out-of-state purchases. It's a big growth revenue stream in the Education Trust Fund. The move has been to move some of that growth revenue stream into the general fund, because one of the general fund's big problems is it doesn't have a significant growth revenue stream. Now, this use tax transfer seems to have a lot of traction, just as it did in the first special session, even though it didn't end up passing ultimately. It still seems to have legs in this second special session. That's one thing that the Senate acted pretty quickly on, that the House had already sent up this use tax transfer. That would be both a short and a long-term solution to this general fund problem. It would pump some needed cash in there and then would provide a long-term source of revenue for the general fund. Of course, on the other side, you've got the education advocates who are against taking any money out of their coffers, but this move is designed to have some backfill so that the effects won't be felt.
What's the latest on the lottery bill?
The lottery bill appears to be dead for this session. Last week, Senator Paul Sanford's bill just really fizzled out pretty quickly when the committee that was handling it decided not to vote on it. President Pro Tem Del Marsh chairs that committee. He had asked his fellow committee members to kill it, saying he didn't want to address gambling legislation in this second special session. Of course, Senator Marsh sponsored a lottery and gaming bill back during the first special session, and there's been the contention that he'll probably bring that back up in the regular session next year, and that he wants to keep the two together, lottery and gaming, as opposed to making them separate, because some people feel that gaming needs to ride on the coattails of a lottery because polling data reportedly shows that a lottery is more popular among Alabamians.
So, Don, it sounds like, bottom line, the big question concerning the Senate is, will they or won't they go for these taxes?
That's the big question. We keep hearing that we're going to have a budget by the end of this week, and the question is, what will that budget look like? Will it include many significant tax increases? The general consensus is it may contain a few, but maybe not as many as came out of the House. It's going to be an interesting process to watch as it evolves this week.
Don Daly of Alabama Public Television speaking with Carolyn Hutchison of Troy Public Radio, brought to us through a partnership between public radio stations in Alabama.